Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
All right, let's get this started. It's the four-hour edition, once again, of the John Kincaid Show. Here on CBS Sports Radio, and I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. You know our friends at Rocket Mortgage. They're with you every step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience. Thank you, Rocket Mortgage, as we begin this four-hour extravaganza. We're back to our non-NFL season, four-hour edition of the John Kincaid Show. Brian's here. Anthony Pierno's running the show. Justin Shackles getting you caught up on everything you'll need to know in the world of sports. You just heard from him. We will get to that. Anthony, are we ready for 4 hours?
So we have 4 hours. Yeah, 3 hours not enough.
Yeah, I mean,
it's time.
It is. I will tell you this. I am, and each host is going to do their own thing. And each host is going to have their own, like, vibe about how things go. I don't talk AAA baseball with you. I don't talk. They don't call it the D League anymore in the NBA. What do they call it?
G.
The G League? Okay. I don't talk that either. I don't talk AHL hockey, if that still exists. I'm not going to talk the Alliance of American Football either. I'm just not. The concept of it, we will gladly discuss, and we'll discuss it a little bit later on in the show. But I'm not that enthused, and I'm just being honest with you. I don't talk about minor league sports. That's not what we do, because in the world of sports radio, what you're trying to do is you're trying to talk about the thing where you're fishing in a barrel. You're saying, do you want to go fishing in the ocean where you're searching for people who care about a certain minor league sport? A lot of people ask about it all the time. Why do you not talk more NHL hockey? And I would suggest to you is this. NHL Stanley Cup Finals games get doubled up or tripled up by on network TV by the Pro Bowl in the NFL. And maybe that's dumb on my part. Maybe it's dumb on my part. Well, you could do more NHL talk. And I said, look, when the playoffs come around, I always try to throw in a little bit of it. But there is a concept called broadcasting. And then there is narrowcasting. And we've got narrowcasting going on now in our industry because now you can get podcasts. And you can actually get podcasts that focus on your narrow interest in a particular sport. And guess what? Podcasting's awesome. I help out that guy, you may not have ever heard of him, Shaquille O'Neal, and we've been doing a little podcast for 4 years. It's awesome. Podcasting is great. But podcasting allows niche sports or niche parts of sports to get the attention that they don't get on a network level. When I'm doing a radio show to 230-some radio stations around the country, talking about minor league sports really is a channel turner. It is. And I know that everybody was excited. I keep hearing people excited about it. I'm excited about the Alliance of American Football. Guess what? That's awesome. If you like something, I'm not here to poo-poo on it. But I'm also not here to be like, well, let's look at it. Let's look at the... No. I gave it around 45 minutes last night. Then I gave it around 45 minutes this morning. Quality of play, not bad. It reminded me of a middle-of-the-road college football game. It wasn't Alabama-Clemson. That wasn't an Alabama-Clemson-type quality performance. So I'm just telling you why I'm making the stylistic choice to not get into it too much, because I don't talk about minor league sports with you. I'm trying to broadcast, not narrowcast. So I just wanted to get that off the people telling me, well, football's back last night. Okay. If football's back for you, I tell you to enjoy it with my full blessing. But for me, football ain't back. We've got a scouting combine coming up. We'll have the draft. We'll have free agency. We'll have all those things. That's when football would be back for me, and then big-time college football. And I can tell you, just the eyeball test, the Alliance of American Football to me is not high-end college football quality. And I don't tend to watch a lot of NC State taking on Purdue. I just don't in college football. So I wanted to tell you that right off the bat. And if that offends anybody, I am sorry. All right. Let's begin with this, though. Last weekend, we got a dud. And I'm fascinated that we got a dud in the Super Bowl. And I've heard people try to spin it to me that, wait a minute, the game was 3-3 with 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. How can that game be a dud? Well, I would tell you that game was a dud because the quality of play was poor. And yes, the defense for both sides was pretty good. Pretty good. I want you to tell me the five best defensive plays in that 3-3 game. Give me the memorable five best defensive plays. I really don't want you to call with that, by the way, if you can't tell that I'm being facetious. Because, folks, you don't have them. What that Super Bowl didn't give us was memorable moments. Arguably, Tom Brady's worst Super Bowl ever. P.U. But he survived because of that great defense. Arguably, Jared Goff with one of the most eye-openingly poor performances in a Super Bowl that I can remember in a long, long time. But what fascinates me more is, you know, I am a believer in what McVay's built with the Rams. I was shocked. Because the last thing that I thought I'd see was Sean McVay not have a plan that was going to allow him some modicum of success on the offensive side of the ball. Because the defensive side of the ball, that's not Sean McVay's plan. That is Wade Phillips' plan. And Wade Phillips' defense is just one bounce of the football away. If the opening interception by Tom Brady is a pick six, which it should have been, the opening interception should have been a pick six. It would have been a clear run for six. That entire game changes because of the defenses. To the defensive coordinators, I give you a big thumbs up. But something happened to Jared Goff in the month of like November. And the wheels started to fall off. And then something happened with Todd Gurley. And please don't tell me that Todd Gurley was injured or beaten up in a Super Bowl. I believe five members of the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl championship team from last year, if I'm not mistaken, it was five, had surgery after the Super Bowl. Five guys who played in the Super Bowl had surgery after it. Some of them extensive surgery. Because they played through injury during the Super Bowl. So if you're trying to tell me or trying to sell me on some sort of, well, you know, Gurley was a little banged up. Since Gurley came back, I saw him play much better than that. And the Rams continue to insist that he's not injured. And Todd Gurley himself told us he wasn't injured. So you need new talking points if you're trying to come up with the excuse or the angle for that. And again, I believe it was five members of that Eagles Super Bowl championship team that had surgery after that game. People play injured or beaten up in the Super Bowl for generations. Guys, Alex Mack of the Atlanta Falcons played on a broken leg. Yes. Played in a broken leg just three Super Bowls ago. I don't need to hear about, well, somebody's a little bit hurt or a little bit hampered coming off an injury. Stop it. Many guys play through injury in the Super Bowl. I don't know what happened there, But for the Rams and for Sean McVay, that was a huge, huge loss. Very similar to the Lakers. And we're going to get into a little bit of discussion about the Lakers coming up on the show. And the problem with going and getting LeBron and the problem with petulant LeBron. LeBron James, one of the greatest players ever played the game. Do we even have to discuss it? No, we don't. It's absolutely easy to grasp. But what people failed to grasp is older LeBron, petulant LeBron, is not going to be able to get the stars to come and flock to him. One of the reasons he left Cleveland, the stars didn't want to come to Cleveland and play with him. People blamed it on Cleveland. So LeBron takes his wares to Los Angeles. Because LeBron, social justice warrior, or LeBron, movie star, whatever it is, LeBron wanted a new stage. And what you're seeing is, it might not end up being the utopia that other people thought. And you're going to understand later on in the show why his teammates really don't look at him as the leader. They look at him as the guy trying to stab the coach in the back and trying to stab all them in the back. As long as you're my teammate, I'll play with you. I've had teammates join me in radio, guys that I've had major feuds with that have then become part of my team. At that point, they're part of my team. And we either grow to like each other or we grow to tolerate each other. Thankfully, I've grown to like a lot of people that I've used to be up against that I then have to work with. I end up liking them, but that tends to be my nature anyway. LeBron James is an interesting study in when leadership is sort of more just serving his ego.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.